Maria Isuardo was born on June 12, 1917, in Kentalo, into a large, hard-working, and deeply devout family marked early by suffering. Of 13 children, 7 died in infancy, and Maria lost a father at just 9 years old. Though marked by early grief, her home was sustained by her mother, Domenica, whose unshakable faith and courage carried the family forward. Through sacrifice, hope, and Christian charity lived daily, not merely taught, Maria was formed in a spirit of resilience and trust in God. In this soil of faith and suffering, Maria's vocation began to grow. From an early age, Maria showed a heart inclined towards service. At nursery school, she shared snacks with poorer classmates, consoled crying children with sweets and gentle affection, and quietly learned the joy of giving herself. During her years at the Immaculate College of Cuneo, run by the Josephine sisters, Maria clearly recognized the path God was placing before her. She wrote with simplicity and conviction, "My dream is to become a good and honest teacher, capable of teaching and educating the children who attend my school well and religiously, making them understand how useful it is." Her dream took concrete form in 1938, when she graduated from the Edmondo De Amici State Teacher Training Institute. She carried with her not only a diploma, but a deep moral formation, nourished by faith, discipline, and love for children. She also knew the road ahead would be difficult. Soon, World War II would erupt, and nothing would remain untouched by its violence. Maria's teaching assignments led her away from the plains of Kentalo and into 5 remote mountain villages. She embraced this wandering life with generosity, finding joy in travel and a profound love for the mountains. She walked long distances, climbed peaks, and led her students along deep paths. Teaching in isolated mountain communities demanded strength of character. Maria faced mistrust, poverty, and closed hearts. Yet she persevered with patience and humility. Teaching was not simply her profession, it was a mission. Among her notes, 2 sentences reveal the soul with which she lived her vocation. "Don't be afraid, children. I want to love you and do all the good I can. I will seek out the hidden beauty of your innocent souls and make it shine." She integrated herself into each village she served, greeting everyone first, encouraging the weary and helping the poorest, especially during the harsh winters. As the war intensified, the mountains became places of fear and violence. Yet Maria remained quietly faithful, attentive to the needy, and generous even when it meant personal sacrifice. In the autumn of 1943, she was transferred to Pietraposio during one of the most dangerous moments of the war. Living with her colleague Anita Barberis in the school building, Maria continued to teach, to write to her mother, and to help those in need. She often delayed visits home in order to serve the local poor, urging the family to be generous with food to those who were fighting. On Thursday, April 20th, 1944, Maria faced the greatest trial of her life. German troops entered the Stura Valley, searching homes, setting fires, and spreading terror. That morning, Maria and Anita still held their lessons and personally accompanied the children home to ensure their safety. They helped extinguish fires and then returned to the school. There, they encountered a lone German soldier. What followed unfolded rapidly and tragically. When the soldier locked the door and harassed Anita, Maria intervened without hesitation. She placed herself between danger and another, allowing a colleague to escape. Alone, she resisted violence with all her strength. No one witnessed what happened next. What is certain is that Maria chose resistance, even at the cost of her life. A single gunshot ended her earthly journey. She was just 26 years old. Her death plunged the valley into grief. The people of Pietraposio immediately reported the crime, leading to the identification of the soldier. Soon, she would be called the Angel of the Stura Valley. Her short life, marked by love, faith, and heroic virtue, became a lasting witness, precisely for having resisted violence to the point of sacrificing her life. Maria Isuardo was recognized as a martyr for the dignity of woman. Maria Isuardo, pray for us.